angry guy here, and women are rushing to get any man they can. Women are rushing to get any man that they can. Let's just go ahead and jump right into the video.
What's something that's normally seen as unattractive in a guy that you find attractive?
Honestly, height. Like, I feel like if you're not, like, you can be the same height as me, and if you have a good personality and a good heart, like, I'm not gonna care.
So you're not for, like, oh, he has to be 6'3", 6'5"?
Yeah, no, I'm not. Like, it's nice if you're tall, it's a plus, but it's not like an, like...
A deal breaker.
Yeah, it's not a deal breaker.
What about short kings, guys who are shorter than you?
Honestly, short kings are so under, like, rated. I think they deserve love, too.
Why do you feel that way?
Me? Yeah. Oh, because there's a lot of short kings in my family, like my uncles and stuff. Okay. And they all have like amazing personalities, so like, I get it.
Do you see yourself as like a 10 out of 10, like no. The baddest girl to ever exist?
No, I don't.
Do you think that if you thought of yourself that way, that you'd be like, nah, my man has to be 6'7"?
No, I don't think so.
You know, guys, so here's the thing, what's happening with women in Western society today. And, I'll be honest, she seems like a okay person. But the truth of the matter is that for women who may struggle with finding that optimal man, right now, a lot of women are basically saying that, you know, if I can't secure a guy who is 6'4 and a millionaire, I'll go after a short king who is 5'7 and a millionaire. Just to be very clear, in Western society, in the United States specifically, the average height is 5'9". However, globally, the average height is something like 5'6", 5'7". In countries like the Philippines, the average height is actually 5'5". It's quite interesting. It's only in Western society that people who are someone who is 5'7" or 5'6" is called a short king. Especially when the average height in the United States is 5'9". So 5'7" would not be short. But it's just because of the way that, you know, men are perceived in Western society. And it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. But that's what we have to deal with, unfortunately. They like to talk about short kings. But in reality, guys, look at what's happening right now around the world. Women will be glad for just about any man they can get as things continue to get worse, as jobs begin to disappear and dry up, and the only other choice is only fools. You're going to be rushing to find a guy, And while there will always be simps, you have to understand that these are not quality men. These are not value men. These are not resourceful men. These are guys that would sell whatever they have to sell or do whatever they have to do just to smell a queef. And that's the reality that we live in, unfortunately. However, a lot of other women are going to be going after men who basically have, you know, survival value that can provide. And these guys are not coming back around. You know, guys, I told you, the Plan B guys, Plan C guys, Plan D guys, these guys are all gone. These guys are all gone right now. Plan B guys are millionaires. Plan B guys are the millionaires and the billionaires. Plan C guys are the guys that make $50,000 or even $100,000 a year. Those are the plan come up guys, all right? Plan D guys are plan desperate guys, all right? So if she's desperate enough, she'll go with a guy that makes $45,000 or $50,000. Those are the desperate guys, all right? Those are the guys that she's desperate, that she goes to when she's desperate. You know, he may not be able to make her rich. He may not be able to buy her, you know, buy her handbags all the time, but he can give her a roof over her head, pay her phone bill, allow her to get her nails done regularly, and basically give her enough so that she can, you know, she can transition from him to then a plan C guy or preferably a plan B guy, because she has no interest in him whatsoever. Do you understand? Because the way it works is they basically monkey branch from one guy to the next guy because they're always looking for the next best thing. But we're seeing it right now. We're basically beginning to see it right now where, you know, you have a lot of women who are popping up in the manosphere and they're like, oh my goodness, I'm pro guy. But then some of these women, you can like look at the way that they dress on some of these podcasts. Like this, you have a woman on a podcast and she's talking about only fools and, you know, and about why women need to return to traditionalism. And, you know, everything is showing. And I'm like, what? Look at the blouse that you're wearing. You know, are the lack off? And it's like, it's just kind of maddening. You know, you have a lot of these women who, you know, who dress this way, who behave this way. You know, I mean, these are the same women that were hanging out with these other women, dressed like these other women, behaved like these other women, but now they're virtuous. I mean, it's so bad that these women, you know, it's like, well, you didn't even have time to clean out your closet because you see the writing on the wall and you're now trying to pivot and pretend like you're something that you're absolutely not, you know? And you know, the Migley Puss, they talked about this years ago, that women will begin to agree with you, you know? They'll start to agree with you because that's how they operate. They'll, oh, yeah, you know, he's absolutely right. He's this and this. They're absolutely right about what's going on with women. This is what they'll do. And then they'll position themselves as an authority. I mean, if you look at the manosphere, Pearl has set up shop in the manosphere. She came into the manosphere and she rose to the very top of it. And you're seeing more and more women coming into the manosphere and sitting like and acting like they're so different than these other women when they're really not. You go to their Instagram and it's literally just bikini shots, nothing but thirst traps. And these women are virtuous. Women are rushing to get any man that they can right now. A lot of them are. Not all of them. Obviously, you have a lot of these women out there who are still making these crazy demands because they don't see the writing on the wall. Guys, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. A lot of people think that what's happening globally will hopefully just end in a couple of years. It doesn't work like that. These things usually go on for a decade or sometimes a couple of decades. All right? Like we're going to be in this thing for a while, and it's not going to be easy. And when we enter into these things, that's when you start to see massive job losses. We're beginning to see all the tech companies are laying off. One of the reasons why you don't notice it right now as much is because a lot of people, specifically men, are dropping out or have dropped out of the workforce and are continuing to drop out of the workforce because men don't need a lot to survive. And somehow women think that the men who are walking away from Western society and relationships in Western society and Western society in and of itself are going to go and protect these countries. That's madness upon madness. These men have made it extraordinarily clear that they are not going to get involved. The only thing they're going to protect are themselves, their families, and their pets. It's the honest to goodness truth. You know, congratulations, ladies, you played yourselves. And I've said this already, foreign women are fighting for Western men right now, all over the world. Japanese women are fighting for Western men. Filipinas fighting for Western men. Women in Thailand fighting for Western men. They genuinely find these men attractive. Guys, you don't understand. Many of you don't comprehend this. Most women in Western society find 95% of men as unattractive. 95%. How, guys, that is completely abnormal. Do you understand? For a 95% percentage rate, that would be the end of humanity if people were to behave like that in the past. What it is that women have so many options right now, and they're all chasing after the same 1% of men, that the average guy doesn't stand a chance until they've had all their fun. And even then, the average guy still doesn't stand a chance, because unless you're pulling in hundreds of thousands of dollars a year at the bare minimum, none of these women will even glance in your direction. And many of them believe that they deserve millionaires. A lot of them believe they deserve billionaires, because they don't clean, they don't cook, so they can't even take care of themselves. How are they surviving? What many of you don't realize is that a lot of these women are living on personal debt. They have credit cards. A lot of them have like $68,000 in personal debt, which is another thing. Before a man gets into a relationship with a Western woman, one of the questions he needs to ask is, how much personal debt are you carrying? First off, what's your credit score? How much personal debt are you carrying? How much student loan debt are you carrying? These are important questions, because a lot of these women who make $100,000 a year are $300,000 in debt, because they're spending way more than they're making. A lot of them think that they're so great, so they're going out and buying houses that they can't even afford, and then they're going to end up losing the house, losing their job. And then what do? Well, either they're going to have to choose homelessness, because, you know, guys, while women are bailed out of every bad decision that they make, their choices are getting thinner. They have to go and find themselves a simp, find a shelter. And the shelters are, and let me tell you something, it's not always that easy to get into a shelter, all right? There are a lot of shelters, there are a lot more options for women than there are for men, but it's not always that easy to get into a shelter, all right? And living on the street is hard. It's hard, it's difficult, it's miserable. And with more guys walking away right now, a lot of these simps are creepy, all right? A lot of these simps are creepy. Think about the kinds of guys that are on OnlyFools, and you realize a lot of these guys are not the greatest of people. Guys, what do you think about this? Women are rushing to get any man that they can. I want to hear your thoughts on this. So let me know what you think in the comment section. Like the video if you like it. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MWA. Men walking away. And cheers.